Sick talk.
I'm Dar.
And I'm Nordy. Have you ever been on a cruise? I haven't.
No. No, I'm not that old yet. It's a geezer thing to do.
It kind of is. I heard that there's a lot of good booze on the cruise, but I figure that goes into what you're paying for.
My mom and stepdad went on a cruise, and they have like all these raffles and giveaways, and they give away a bunch of shit. But then as soon as you come into port, you have to pay the taxes on all that shit the second you fucking come into port.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, like my stepdad was pissed because he got a couple iPads, fucking a laptop.
I just knew when I was in high school, a couple of my friends, I wasn't invited, of course. Went away on a cruise with their parents because they can afford it and shit. And they came back and they were like, yeah, we got fucking wasted on the cruise. Like, the bartender was just floating his drinks all night, like an open bar.
It was an open bar?
Yeah.
Okay, then it might be worth the ticket if it's open bar. I'll go sit on a boat. And the only thing, do they let you fish? Do they let you fish off the side of the boat?
That would be a selling point for me.
It would be for me too. I'd go if I
had the money. Yeah, like what do they charge? Like $2,000?
Oh no, I think it's way more than that, man.
Ahead,
like $5,000-$6,000. Yeah,
$5,000-$6,000 ahead. Man,
I don't know.
I'm in the wrong line of work.
I'm not sure, but it's a lot. I think it's a lot.
Costs more than my car to go on a cruise.
And it's just a slow boat that goes around the place that you want to go, and it's just a whole bunch of money.
Yeah. Well, I've seen some people flaunt their wealth and go off on these rich cruises. Let me see if I can go back here.
All right. He lost it.
Well, the reason why we brought this up was the headline is, at a certain point, you just lose it. Passengers revolt and riot aboard Norwegian Spirit cruise ship. I saw this and I was immediately like, sick talk all the fucking way.
Mutiny.
So the disappointment started mounting the first day of a 2-week Norwegian cruise line voyage in Europe. So by the time the Norwegian Spirit, isn't that the cheap ass airline that you fly on when you got
like no money?
They got like lawn chairs out on the fucking. So by the time the Norwegian Spirit had diverted into several alternative ports, spending extra unplanned days at sea, passengers were on edge. They'd already missed out on Iceland, the trip's main attraction. Oh, so you spent all your fucking money
for nothing. Yeah, fuck that.
I almost said the G word. So by Monday, a week and a half in, travelers were gathered with their bags and cameras looking forward to being on land again in Scotland. That was just weirdly worded for me. As the 2018, they have it down to the number. There was 2018 passengers. The vessel neared shore. According to two passengers, a voice came over the public address system announcing that the weather would prevent it from making yet another stop.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Yeah.
And so they probably were like, fuck it, that's enough.
Yeah, this is a G-word cruise right here. That's when the riots broke out on the ship, says Cody McNutt, 31, of Denver.
McNutt.
Who was Cody McNutt.
McNutt.
I just read that. I didn't even think of McNutt.
It's McNutt.
I mean, it's two T's. It's got to be a real name. He's 31 years old in Denver.
He likes to McNutt on the TTs.
He said he was on board with his girlfriend, who apparently nuts on. And family members who you hopefully aren't nutting on, Mr. McNutt. Oh, God.
Oh, shit.
Well,
composure. Composure.
It says, there was an instant uproar. His girlfriend, Katasha Jones, says, Katasha?
Katasha. That's an interesting name.
K-A-T-A-S-H-A. Katasha.
Now, she's either extremely hot or ghetto as fuck. There's no in between with that name. I'm not playing. She's either extremely hot.
You're going full Don Imus on this.
or she's ghetto. I'm just saying. I know.
Well, Katasha Jones says there was an instant uproar. The tension leading up to the announcement was palpable, and then it just exploded, and people went over the edge.
Okay, she used the word palpable. She's hot as fuck.
Bitch is like Beyonce. What followed was a prolonged protest as passengers shouted demands for a refund, held up homemade signs, called crew members liars, and asked to go back to London to get off the ship. The revolt lasted for hours, Jones and McNutt said. So nobody was violent, and I think the people were as respectful as they could be and as upset as they were, Jones said. At a certain point, you can't blame people for being upset. At a certain point, you just lose it. McNutt said workers on board told passengers to call the company's headquarters in Miami. He said he tried and was told to speak to guest services department on the ship.
Sorry. Come on, McNutt. Oh, fuck. All right.
A refund is nice, and that would be great, but I really want the CEO or somebody to apologize for what they're doing to people.
Well, you got a refund.
Before you sink, you just want an apology. In a statement, the Miami-based cruise line said the ship's itinerary was disrupted due to severe weather conditions. Well, yeah, that makes sense in Florida.
Yeah, wasn't there a hurricane right over there just a couple weeks ago?
And the ship was only able to call on 8 ports rather than the scheduled 9. Norwegian did not say how many of those ports were substitutions. I don't know what that means for
So, in other words, when you book a cruise...
Oh, substitutions.
You're going to go to... Like you're a substitute gonna go, teacher. You're going to go to... It will tell you, we're going to go to this island and this island and this island and this port, this port, this port, this port. So you buy the cruise because you're going to go to... You're going to travel. That's the point of going on the cruise. It's like you're going on a vacation and you get to see a whole bunch of different places instead of just like, you know, flying over to England and staying there for a couple of weeks. You know what I'm saying?
I just read a sound and forgot I knew what it meant.
If you made this plan out because you wanted to see all these cool places, but then they were like, because of weather, we're going to, you know, fucking TJ and fucking Panama. You know, like, you'd be like, what the fuck? I was supposed to go to Iceland?
Now, it says, we understand that this is disheartening when we're unable to call on ports that our guests have been looking forward to visiting. However,
which ports do they go to?
We do ask for our guests' patience, cooperation, and understanding that severe weather conditions are an act of God and cannot be controlled, influenced, or remediated by the cruise line. See, I said remediated, but I read substitution like that was a new word to me. Fuck. what happened?
But, okay, so what ports did they go to? Because was it really that bad? Like, okay, we missed Iceland, but we got to go to Greenland. Like, you know what I mean? Like, well, you didn't miss much. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. But that was basically all you get from the article is that rich people went on a cruise.
Bunch rich of rich people folk.
Got ripped off.
And then rich people revolted. It wasn't really a revolt.
What kind of a coup were you really staging if you can't fucking sail a cruise liner ship? I mean,
I think I'd be able to figure it out.
Spoken like a true redneck.
I'm pretty sure.
Have you ever sailed a boat or anything in your life?
One of those aluminum boats that you rent up at the lake.
Okay.
Yeah,
with the gas motor.
Yeah, with the gas motor and the little arm, you turn around and beautiful. Throttle it.
Yeah. Been on one 100 times. I don't think I could sail a cruise liner.
I'm just saying, I think I could figure it out. I mean, I've seen enough movies. I know the throttle system of a boat. So I got that down.
Well, if we steering, have if we have an end just, of the world scenario, Dar is my go-to guy for being able to sail a boat out of this fucking
Steering would just be like, turn this motor off and this one on full power, dude. You know what I mean? Bah, 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 just like driving a D9 cat. Matter of fact, I'm pretty sure they're a lot alike, and I'm confident now that I can take over. You want to go on a cruise?
Yeah.
Let's go pirate a cruise, dude. That'd be fucking great. Like, all right. Strip naked and get in these lifeboats. Later days.
We need to hire some snipers, though, in case anybody tried to take us out.
Oh, yeah, like that movie.
Yeah.
Well, we go to Somalia, and we're like, hey, bitches, you ain't got shit. How much you guys want for the fucking boat? Come on. Come on. We'll trade you a couple fucking ARs. They're going to be banned in our state soon.
If we went to Somalia, we'd probably just
Be dead.
Like we would either take their boat or we would be killed.
Murdered.
It would be all or nothing.
We'd be murdered. Let's not kid ourselves. If we went to Somalia, we'd be dead. Dead. Me and you would stick out like sore thumbs, two punk rockers in the middle of Somalia and be like, oh, I'm sure you're violating like 10 laws right now. Off with your head. I'm just saying, we be fucked. Huh. Anyway, this has been Sick Talk.
Sick Talk.
Cruising for a bruising.